we can see that we've used real pictures on the tab mm-hmm. so that the person can see a more representative picture of what the information will be under that tab.
Why don't you talk a little bit about the problem of navigation? I look at the people with aphasias, where they've got a couple of issues. One is, how do they symbolize the messages that they want to communicate? And then the other is, how do they find them? And it seems that persons with severe aphasia struggle more to find the messages or the representations of their messages than to use the messages themselves. So why don't you talk a little bit about the navigational difficulties that someone with truly severe aphasia has when they're facing a communication book?
Well, oftentimes they will either randomly open the book and start to page forward, missing all the information at the beginning of the book, or some persons will go to the front of the book and just start and go page by page, which is very inefficient.
Right.
And oftentimes, because they're trying to kind of move themselves through the book, they won't really be able to use recognition because they keep scanning more quickly without going through every item. So it's really inefficient, and oftentimes they end up not finding what they needed to find anyway.
Yeah, we've had quite a number of people who participated in the Visual Scenes Project who've been linear scanners from their navigation. So they start with page one, and they start wherever the book happens to be, and then they just go page by page by page by page until they happen to recognize the right thing, if they're fortunate. Mm-hmm. Often they don't. And it just seems like their language system doesn't support them, the categorical organization of information. Is that common, or do people kind of divide? Some people handle the categorization pretty well. Some people struggle with that.
I think that it's very, very common that persons struggle with navigating through the information. Mm-hmm. Even persons that have more language abilities will struggle with the categorization because it's so semantically loaded.
Boy, that's a pretty high-level language activity, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's ironic that we sort of use that high-level language activity as a way of augmenting people who struggle. And that's one of the reasons that we go into the visual spatial system, which we're using. An example here where we have the picture tabs on the sides of these pages. And if you sit down, you can look across them and you can see the one that relates to follow up on the example here, the food or the restaurants, by a signature image that represents a whole category of things. And I think you talk about that a little bit later on.